Hey Tony, so as you stated in your critical thinking article, our opinions should represent what we believe to be the truth. I strongly agree with this statement. Our opinions are who we are. If we don't have an opinion, then others won't really understand our point of view. Well, actually, like, more like our point of view on the world. Every day we encounter people who have similar and different opinions of our own. They have a right just as much as we do to that opinion. Some of our opinions can be proven wrong, while others can't be proven one way or the other. It is interesting when discussing this type of opinion, the one where it's hard to determine who's essentially right and wrong, because it comes down to an interpretation of evidence. Each person believes that some evidence holds a stronger argument than other evidence. Everyone needs to interpret evidence for themselves, and from that, form their opinion. As you said in your article, evidence is presented to us by our own personal experiences. We have an opinion about something because we experienced it. We had a feeling, we made a decision, we analyzed the situation, and we formed our opinion. Although I believe forming our opinions based on feelings isn't necessarily a valid source of evidence, it happens every day. It irritates me. Maybe this is my scientific point of view talking, but if there is concrete evidence for something rather than a feeling, the concrete evidence holds a stronger argument and a more substantial opinion can be formed. I think in the world today, people are uninformed, and as a result, they tend to form bogus opinions. They have no evidence supporting their opinion because they have no idea what they're talking about. I think we have discussed this in the group discussion, but I'm going to talk about it anyways. But when I was applying to colleges, every trip I had along each state, and everyone that I talked to basically said, "So why would anybody study the ocean?" And I was like, hello? The oceans are of vital importance." I don't understand why they would say this, but maybe that's just me. Anyways, I'm going to assume that these people were not as informed as to the importance of the oceans, because if they were, I think they would have a little bit different opinion. In the article, you pose the question, do scientists see the world in a more objective manner? My answer to this is yes and no. I think it is easier for scientists, especially, to remove themselves from a situation and see the big picture, if you will. I think they're more willing to listen carefully to the evidence presented and form a just opinion based on that evidence. But again, that evidence will be interpreted differently by each individual person. So these opinions are, so I guess you could say, you ask the question, are these opinions completely objective? No. It's impossible for them to be completely objective. We're human. What we can do is apply the critical thinking and problem-solving method. And by doing this, we're basically taking the evidence, being as objective as possible of their analysis, and forming an opinion that is essentially going to be as objective as possible. I really think that this is an interesting topic, and it's kind of hard to grasp the idea that every person has a different opinion about everything in the world. Some may be similar, but in all, none will ever be the same. That's it for my opinion, haha, about this article. I think it was a good one. I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed reading it, and it kind of got me thinking about opinions and how sometimes people don't think about it, and they form their opinion based on feelings, and you don't have evidence to support it, and it gets frustrating at times because, if more people were willing to take the time to be informed and to become informed, I think we would avoid a lot of problems that are encountered in the world. But then again, you can't change the world, but you can try. So I hope you enjoyed this little discussion, and I will see you later. All right, goodbye.